My guest today, Kate Earle, like Jewel before her, is a singer-songwriter who jumped from Alaska to California to make music and find an audience. The death of Kate's father about a year and a half before her move to L.A. was the impetus she needed to get her career going. We'll talk in a bit, but first, here's a performance of When You're Older, Kate Earle. When You're Older, that is Kate Earle, who's playing live for us today from Fate is the Hunter. And can't help but hearing that and many of the songs in this disc as being autobiographical. And who was that song written to, and was it written before you moved to L.A. or after?
It was written looking back at leaving. It was about my little brother. His name is John. I call him Johnny. And basically, we had grown very close through my father being very ill during our childhood and passing away within let's see, about a year and a half of me leaving home. And Johnny was in the airport with me saying, you know, you don't have to get on that plane. And I'm going, yes, I do. I have to find out what lies ahead for me. And I won't find out unless I take my path, take my journey. So when you're older, you'll understand. And he does now. He totally, fully supportive and proud. So
is he about to leave too?
Oh, he actually has. He lives in Michigan now. He's going to school and singing and writing himself. So I'm very, very proud to see that cycle happen for him.
So your father's death was kind of a catalyst to...
It really was. Yeah. I mean, it was a long train, like a slow train coming, actually, because he fell ill when I was 11 with cancer, and I just watched him slowly deteriorate over the next 5 years. And so that's a huge part of my life. It was a long stage in my life thus far, so... I think this album was really to get closure and to find healing and to express what happened and what I learned. So,
well, let's hear another one. Another one you wrote when you got to L.A. or another one before? Are there any that were actually written up in Alaska?
I began writing just barely in Alaska before I left, but I didn't really end up keeping any of it. It was all prototypes and figuring out my sound. So
this makes your going to LA even braver, because you did not actually, you hadn't really started.
I had no material.
Yeah.
No, but I was a singer.
Right.
And so I figured, I thought I could sing it first, and people were like, well, that's not very interesting. So I said, well, I better write the music.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what's this one?
This one is called Free.
Oh,
just for a little while, just for a little while. I'll be the gold, darling, that'll come tumbling out. When you cut up, darling, what you reeling and fish out, you'll be free. You'll be free. Oh, oh, you'll be free. Yeah.
It's Free from Kate Earle, our guest today on the cafe. And I don't know what makes a song sound like a gospel song, but that does to me. It's something about the changes in it. Or
thank you.
Something. Did you do any singing in church?
I did. I grew up in the church. I started singing when I was yay high and soloing when I was 13.
Okay. So that's where you got your start singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you said you were a singer. What kind of, is that, what other things did you get a chance to sing in Alaska?
Oh, you know, I sang at the fair and I really sang in choir, whatever I could be involved in that was easily accessible, because as a kid, you're not really thinking about it. You just kind of jump in. So there was a lot of buying records, and because I was in the church, but the music there was a little different than what I had an ear for somehow. I don't know how I found this. I guess it was at the library when I stumbled onto Martha Bass singing Mahalia Jackson, and I fell in love with gospel. And from there, through all the hippies that are in Alaska, I also fell in love with them, like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Joni Mitchell.
Well, now, where did your writing voice come from? Who are the some people that affected your writing?
I would have to say that Stevie Wonder feels really good, although because this album is so seeking to redeem the past, that this is a lot slower and a lot less happy than, of course, he is. Mm. But just his honesty. Another person would have to be Bjork. I love her voice and her bravery in what she puts across. And then I think I already said Joni Mitchell. Yeah.
So. Well, that's a great combination.
Yeah, they're kind of very far from each other, but I don't know. I love them all. So.
Well, it's interesting when you hear the album, because we're just hearing solo versions of things today. The Bjork thing comes through a little bit more, and some Tony Berg kind of picked up on that, I think. And
yes.
There's a bit of that in the production of what goes on. I think everything you've done is just yours, but there are a few co-writes, and I saw you did one with one of our favorite writers, David Bearwald.
Yes, I just had lunch with him the other day. Oh, he's a good man.
And he was, of course, part of David and David, and worked with Sheryl Crow in the Tuesday Night Music Club. And how did you come to write with him?
Tony Berg sent me over to his house. We were trying to write the definitive song about my father, because that was he's such a huge, you know, your dad's the first man you ever fall in love with. So he said, you have to come to terms with this, and I think David's the one for you to write with. So I went to his house and shook his hand, introduced myself, and cried on his shoulder for 3 days, and we got this song called Hero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you do that one?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Behind me, ties black ribbon in my hair. The sound of heavy boots is slowly pounding up the stairs. The organ pours out slow and soothing old and rugged hymns. I long to find some comfort, but my sorrow won't give in. This is the coldest winter in a thousand freezing years. If I started crying, I could never stop the tears. You don't know it. what you've done. Not here to see the repercussions of your love. You don't know what you've done. You're not my hero anymore. Time is slowing down like a river clogged with mud. People gather around me, some friends and others' blood. The trumpeter starts playing taps, the soldiers fire their guns. The folding of the flag makes the tears come in a flood. You don't know what you've done. Not here to see the repercussions of your love. You don't know what you've done. You're not my hero anymore. No one would say you were an easy man. No, you were hard and stubborn and plain. And I'm tired of being held back at arm's length. Something's gotta change. You don't know what you've done. I didn't break. No, I've grown strong. You don't know what you've done. You're not my hero. You're not my hero anymore. Not here to face the consequences of your love. You're not my hero anymore, anymore,
came up with a really great song.
Thank you.
That's a good one, a good memorial. Kate, thanks a lot for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kate
I
Earle,
really had a great time.
Kate Earle is our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Sending thanks out again to Kate Earle for being our first guest of 2006 here on the World Cafe. And if you're looking for Kate's album, you can find it at our World Cafe website at worldcafe.npr.org. And it's a great place to not only hear archived audio of the shows, but to find out information about World Cafe podcasts, which are also plentiful.